Let me tell you something that could change your life forever. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. I'm not talking about wishful thinking. I'm talking about the incredible, unshakable, undeniable power of visualization. A power so real, so potent, that when you truly tap into it, your entire world begins to shift. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. It's not a cute slogan. That's a universal truth, one that governs every aspect of your life, whether you believe it or not. You are not a product of your environment. You are not bound by your past. You are not limited by your current situation. You are only limited by what you can't see, because what you consistently see, you eventually become. Your mind is the greatest workshop in the universe. It's the starting point of all creation. Before anything ever shows up in your life, it shows up in your imagination. Every success story, every dream come true, every breakthrough, you trace it back and you'll find someone somewhere saw it first. They saw it with clarity, with confidence, with conviction. They didn't just wish for it. They lived it in their minds until reality had no choice but to obey it. That's the kind of vision I'm talking about. Not daydreaming, not passive hoping. I'm talking about deliberate, vivid, emotional visualization. It's about painting the picture of the life you want, so clear, so detailed, so real, that your body starts reacting to it. You feel the success in your chest. You taste the victory. You walk differently. You talk differently. You carry yourself like the person you're becoming, not the one you've been. This is not just positive thinking. It's a form of inner dominance. You're telling your mind, this is who I am now. This is where I'm going. And nothing will stop me. You begin to condition your nervous system to expect success. You start behaving in alignment with that image. You begin to attract the people, the ideas, the resources, the opportunities to match that mental frequency. That's how powerful this is. The mistake most people make is they keep replaying the wrong movie in their minds. They keep seeing struggle, failure, betrayal, lack, and guess what happens? Their life becomes a carbon copy of that picture. You get what you expect, not what you want. So if you keep expecting life to be hard, if you keep imagining yourself stuck, broke, or tired, you will continue to live out that vision, not because the world is against you, but because you haven't chosen a new image. The moment you choose to upgrade the picture in your mind, you begin to upgrade your life. But you've got to be bold with your vision. You've got to dream bigger than your doubts. You've got to train your mind like a muscle every day, every morning, every night. You've got to close your eyes and see it. Not once, not sometimes, every single day. Because repetition builds belief. And belief, real, bone deep belief, is the birthplace of transformation. You don't need more time. You don't need more luck. You need a clearer picture. A picture so powerful it pulls you toward it. A picture that becomes your obsession. Because the world will bend to a mind that refuses to let go of its vision. So decide now, what do you see? Courage doesn't start on the battlefield. It doesn't show up when the lights are on or the crowd is cheering. Real courage begins in the mind. When no one's watching, when no one's applauding, when it's just you and the voice inside your head asking, can I really do this? That's the moment where your life starts to shift, because the truth is everything you need to build the life you desire already exists within you. But you've got to have the courage to see it before you live it. It takes guts to dream big when your reality looks small. It takes strength to believe in the unseen when all around you is doubt. And that strength, that internal fire gets sparked the moment you dare to visualize something greater than what you've experienced. You've got to see yourself walking in power when you feel weak. You've got to see yourself rising when the world says you're finished. You've got to picture victory while standing in the middle of chaos. That's courage. Mm-hmm. That's mental toughness. That's where transformation begins. Your mind is the command center. If you don't win the battle up there, you'll never win it out here. And you can't just casually think better thoughts. You've got to discipline your mind to imagine the outcome you want, not the outcome you fear. You don't wait for the fear to go away. You act in spite of it. You step forward while your knees are still shaking, while your heart's still pounding, while the world still doubts you. That's the seed of greatness right there. Moving with vision, not sight. The world is filled with people waiting to feel ready, waiting to feel confident, waiting for the fear to disappear before they take action. But that moment never comes unless you create it. And you create it by first having the courage to see yourself as more than you've ever been. You've got to become emotionally involved with that version of you who already made it. You've got to let that vision override every excuse, every limitation, every piece of old programming telling you to stay small. Because once you see yourself succeeding deeply, clearly, vividly, you awaken a force inside you that refuses to settle for average. Courage is not loud. It doesn't scream. Sometimes it's a whisper that says, keep going. Sometimes it's a quiet moment of clarity where you tell yourself, this is who I am now. But that whisper, if you trust it, will grow louder. And the more you feed that inner image of power, the less room there is for fear. The more often you visualize the life you want, the more natural courage becomes. It stops being something you force, and it starts being something you embody. There's nothing stopping you but the picture you've accepted as true. Change the picture, and you change your identity. Change your identity, and you change your reality. And that change, it starts the moment you choose to see yourself as courageous, before there's any proof at all. Your mind is the real battlefield. That's where every victory is won or lost. Before you take a single step, before you make a single move, before anything ever shows up in your physical world. If you're losing the fight in your mind, you'll lose it in your reality. But if you dominate the inner game, if you take control of the picture running inside your head, there's nothing on this planet that can stop you. Most people are fighting the wrong war. They're battling circumstances. They're blaming the economy. They're pointing fingers at people, time, money, background. But they've never stopped to realize that the true enemy, the only real barrier, is the image they keep projecting from within. You don't rise above problems by wrestling with the outside world. You rise above when you renew the picture on the inside. Your subconscious doesn't argue with you. It doesn't ask if your vision is realistic. It accepts whatever you feed it over and over again. That means if you keep imagining struggle, lack, and limitation, your mind will find a way to recreate that, no matter how much effort you put in. But if you begin to see yourself as strong, as capable, as abundant, if you live from that mental image long enough, everything around you starts to shift. Here's what most don't realize. Your outer world is a mirror. It reflects the dominant picture inside your head. You can't expect prosperity while obsessing over problems. You can't expect confidence while visualizing failure. You can't expect growth while constantly replaying past defeats. Your results are not lying to you. They're just echoing the internal picture you've accepted as truth. The mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's vividly imagined. So if you rehearse adversity, you live adversity. But if you rehearse success, if you visualize overcoming, winning, thriving, you build a mindset that makes resilience your default. That's the power you've been given. You get to decide what movie plays in your mind. You get to choose which scenes replay on loop. And that choice rewires your entire life. It's not about denying your challenges. It's about outgrowing them. It's about becoming bigger than your current reality, first in thought, then in action. You don't overcome by force. You overcome by alignment. Align your thoughts with the outcome you desire, and the energy, the drive, the people, the opportunities, they all begin to organize in your favor. You've got to see yourself as victorious while you're still in the middle of the storm. You've got to picture the breakthrough when everything around you says break down. You've got to make the image in your mind so strong, so vivid, so powerful that no setback can shake it. Because once your inner world becomes unshakable, the outer world will start to obey. This is the real work. Not the hustle, not the grind, not the force. The real work is to win the war within. And once you do that, once you conquer the battlefield of your mind, there is no opponent, no obstacle, no circumstance that can stand in your way. Emotion is the fuel behind everything you attract, everything you build, and everything you become. Without emotion, a vision is just a picture. Without emotion, a dream is just a wish. But when you get emotionally involved with your vision, when you feel it with your entire being, you activate a force so powerful it begins to pull your results toward you. That's not motivation. That's creation. That's how real transformation happens. You don't move because you think it's a good idea. You move because something inside you is burning so hot, so intense, you can't not move. That's the power of emotion. It turns desire into obsession. It turns belief into action. And it turns ordinary individuals into extraordinary achievers. But here's what most people do. They create a vision, they write it down, they speak it out loud, and then they stay emotionally detached from it. That doesn't work. You've got to feel it like it's already yours. The subconscious mind doesn't respond to words. It doesn't respond to logic. It responds to emotion. That's the language it speaks. So, if you're affirming greatness with your mouth, but feeling doubt in your heart, you're sending a mixed signal, and your results reflect that confusion. But when your emotions and your vision are in harmony, when your feelings match the outcome you want, you become magnetic. That's when the universe starts arranging things for you, through you, and around you. You've got to feel the success before you see it. You've got to celebrate the victory before it shows up. Not because you're pretending, but because you understand that feeling is the secret. You must impress the image upon your subconscious with such emotional intensity that it becomes the only acceptable reality. And when that happens, you begin to move, speak, walk, and act as if it's already done. That's not arrogance, that's alignment. You're aligning with the highest version of yourself, and emotion is the glue that locks you into that identity. The stronger the feeling, the faster the shift. That's why people who are lukewarm never change anything. They want it, but they don't feel it. They talk about it, but they're not emotionally committed. But when you lock into a vision with emotion, when you fall in love with the idea of who you're becoming, then every part of your being begins working toward that goal. And when you hit resistance, and you will, emotion is what keeps you going. Logic will give you 1,000 reasons to quit. Emotion will give you one reason to keep pushing. And that reason will be enough, because you don't need more motivation. You need more connection. You need to connect your heart to your vision. You need to breathe life into it. You need to make it so real inside of you that you refuse to settle for anything less. You don't get what you want. You get what you're emotionally aligned with. So ask yourself, what am I feeling? Because whatever you're feeling most consistently, that's the life you're building, whether you know it or not. Repetition is the mother of mastery, and it's the secret to building unstoppable resilience. You don't get stronger by facing adversity once. You get stronger by preparing your mind over and over and over again until it becomes impossible to knock you off course. Just like the body grows with repeated pressure, the mind grows with repeated vision. And when you keep showing yourself the life you want, no matter what's going on outside, you become bulletproof on the inside. Every time you visualize your success, you're reinforcing a new belief system. Every time you see yourself rising, winning, breaking through, you're laying mental bricks, layer after layer, until the foundation is unshakable. That's how champions are made. That's how leaders are born. Not in the heat of the moment, but in the quiet discipline of mental rehearsal, done again and again until it becomes second nature. See, most people quit not because they're weak, but because they've only imagined the result, not the process. They don't rehearse the resistance. They don't visualize pushing through the hard days. They want the dream, but they haven't conditioned themselves for the struggle that comes with it. But if you build your mental resilience through repetition, then no storm, no setback, no rejection can derail you. You won't crumble. You'll respond. You'll recalibrate. You'll rise. You must teach your mind how to respond before the pressure comes. And you do that through repetition. Repetition of the vision, repetition of the belief, repetition of the decision that says, no matter what happens, I keep going. The more you expose your mind to that image, the more natural it becomes to act from that image. That's how you hardwire resilience. That's how you stay calm under pressure, because you've already lived it in your head hundreds of times. This isn't about waiting for motivation. This is about installing strength. When you rehearse a vision of greatness daily, your identity begins to shift. You no longer see yourself as someone trying. You become someone who is. And once that identity is locked in, resilience follows automatically. You don't fight for it. You live it, because you've built it into the fabric of who you are. And let me tell you something. Life will test you. Life will shake you. But when you've seen yourself standing tall through the chaos every single day, when you've mentally fought the battles 1,000 times and always come out on top, then when life throws its punches, you don't fold. You fire back. You adapt. You move forward with intention. But don't just visualize the win. Visualize the struggle. Visualize staying focused when everything around you is falling apart. Visualize moving forward even when doubt creeps in. Do it daily. Do it repeatedly. Because repetition builds emotional muscle. And emotional muscle is what carries you through when motivation fades. You don't become resilient by accident. You become resilient by design. Repetition is the tool. Vision is the blueprint. And your mind is the construction site. Build it strong, build it daily, build it until nothing can break it. You are the creator of your reality. Let that sink in. You are not a byproduct of chance. You are not a pawn in someone else's game. You are not here to simply react to what life throws at you. You are here to build, to design, to command your world from the inside out. And the moment you accept that truth is the moment everything starts to change. Responsibility isn't a burden, it's power. Because the moment you take full responsibility for your results, you take back your power to change them. That means no more blaming, no more waiting, no more hoping someone saves you, lifts you, or gives you permission. You are the one. You are the architect. You are the builder. And it all begins in your mind. The images you hold, the thoughts you repeat, the emotions you feed, these are not just passing moments. They are blueprints. They are instructions you're sending to the universe, to your body, to your behavior, every single day. If you keep picturing struggle, guess what? You will find struggle. If you keep rehearsing limitation, you'll live in limitation. But the instant you choose to create a new picture and get emotionally involved with it, your world begins to shift to match that new design. You are not a slave to your environment. Your environment is a reflection of your inner world. Everything you see, everything you experience is a result of what you've accepted and repeated mentally. And that's the good news, because it means you don't have to wait for conditions to change. You don't need to know how. You just need to decide what. What do you want? What does the successful, powerful, fulfilled version of you look like, feel like, speak like? Get clear on that. Then hold that image with obsession. Burn it into your subconscious. Live from it before it becomes visible. Because everything visible was once invisible. It all starts as an idea. And when that idea is backed by belief, emotion, and action, it becomes real. But here's the catch. You can't create from a place of doubt. You can't step into power while clinging to excuses. You've got to cut the cord to the old story. The story that says, I can't. The story that says, it's too late. The story that says, I'm not ready. That story is fiction. It's been holding you hostage. But you're not a prisoner, you're a creator. And creators rewrite the script. So take control, speak what you want, see what you want, feel what you want every single day. Because every time you do, you're impressing a new blueprint onto your subconscious. And once your subconscious accepts that blueprint, it begins to bring everything in your world into alignment with it. You're not here to live by default. You're here to live by design. Stop waiting. Stop hesitating. Step into the seat of power. Own your mind, direct your vision, and start creating the life that was always meant to be yours. There is no perfect moment. There is no ideal time. The stars won't line up. The calendar won't pause. And the world won't stop just to give you permission. The moment is now. Right now. Not next week. Not when you feel ready. Not when everything is calm. Now. That's the only time you have, and that's the only time you need. The people who change their lives, the ones who break through, the ones who rise, they make the decision in the now. Not someday. Not when things get better. Now. Most people live in the illusion of one day. They carry dreams in their heart, visions in their mind, and they say, I'll start when? When what? When it's easier, when it's guaranteed, when the fear disappears. Let me tell you, that moment never comes. Because fear doesn't vanish, you grow past it. Doubt doesn't leave, you drown it with belief. And readiness? Readiness is a decision, not a condition. The most powerful shift you can make is to stop waiting and start being. Start acting like the person who already made it. Start thinking like the person who already achieved it. You don't have to wait to see the results to feel the success. You create the results by feeling the success first. You don't wait for proof. You become the proof. When you start now, when you decide to act as if the energy begins to move, you send a message to your subconscious that says, this is who I am now. And everything inside you starts aligning with that new identity. You walk differently. You speak differently. You show up differently. You become the version of you that creates results. Not tomorrow, not later, now. Waiting kills momentum. It kills dreams. Every second you hesitate, you strengthen the old story. Every time you say, I'll do it later, you reinforce the belief that you're not ready. But when you act now, even if it's messy, even if it's small, you break that pattern. You send a signal that says, I'm in charge now. And that signal has power. It's not about having all the answers. It's about taking the next step with boldness. Clarity comes through action, not before it. Confidence grows through movement, not waiting. You want the life? Then start walking like it's already yours. Start visualizing it with urgency. Start feeling it with intensity. Because every minute you delay, you push that life further out of reach. And here's the truth. Your future is already waiting. The life you want is already designed. The door is already open. But only action will take you through it. Not talk, not planning, not waiting. Action. You don't need more time. You need more decision. Decide now, move now, speak now, feel now, be now. Because when you live like your dream is already real, it starts chasing you. The world responds to boldness. Life bends for those who act. And the only question left is, what are you doing now? So here's the truth. You were never meant to live a small, average life. You were born with the power to imagine, to decide, to create, and to become. Every thought you think, every image you hold, every feeling you fuel, it's shaping your destiny right now. Not tomorrow, not someday, right now. You've seen the strength of visualization. You've felt what it means to move with courage, to fight your battles in the mind, to align your emotions with your vision, to build resilience through repetition, to own your power as a creator, and to act now without hesitation. This isn't theory. This is the key. This is the way. And if you truly grasp it, if you live it, your entire life will begin to move in a new direction. Not because the world changed, but because you did. So decide right now who you're going to be. See it. Feel it, believe it, and then go out there and live like it's already done. Because when your mind and heart are aligned with purpose, nothing, absolutely nothing, can stop you